Once upon a time, long, long ago in a land not very far from here, there lived a beautiful young girl called Cinderella. No more adorable creature ever lived. Ruth froze from the moment she'd begun her trek into the cave that'd been only the noise made by bats and the sound of her own voice, of her own breathing. But now she held her breath. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. And the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. We had, in the course of 12 years' wanderings, tried most of the South Coast and East Coast watering places, and found most of them are wanting. If the atmosphere was bracing, the beach was shingle. If the beach was sandy, the atmosphere was enervating. Hansel stretched up his hand and broke off a little bit of the roof to see what it was like. It tasted of butter and sugar and sweet honey. Gretel went to the window and began to nibble at the glass. Soon it had melted in her mouth, and she reached out for a shutter made of peppermint. Suddenly, a shrill voice called out from inside the gingerbread cottage.
"Nibble, nibble, little mouse! Who's that nibbling at my house?"
Never had the emperor's clothes been so much admired. But one little boy could hardly believe his eyes. His small voice piped up from the crowd. "He's got nothing on!" And suddenly, everyone knew that he was speaking the truth.